Hey you guys, welcome back to Black Girl in the City, and today's episode is about why men waste women's time. And this is just something that I've been through a few times in my life, probably more than a few times, and I just really want to know why men love to waste women's time. It's just like, sir, what is your purpose? Why did you feel the need to come into my life telling me all this stuff about how you miss me and how you really want to see me and how you want me back in your life, only to not act in that way, to act totally different and just waste my fucking time? Like, what is your purpose? Like, I was minding my fucking business, going about my life, doing me, not thinking about you, and you decide you want to come into my life or come back into my life and waste my fucking time. Like, for what? So, the reason why I decided to do this topic is because many of the episodes I do are based off of my current feelings at the moment, what I'm going through. And I had not one but two exes come back into my life, and they always say the same shit, always do the same shit, and I know not to believe them. So it's not even about me being hurt or anything about the fact that they did it. Is more so about me just not understanding and being confused and a bit frustrated as to, like, why the fuck do you keep doing this? It's like, what is your point? So I had one ex. He's very off and on, very wishy-washy, and I already know I can't fuck with this man at all. So I really don't talk to him. I don't take nothing he says serious. He just ain't really nothing to me. Yes, at one point in time, I really cared about this man and I really wanted something to work, but I pretty much gave up all hope of that ever happening. So it's nothing to me. Like, my feelings towards him is really nothing. I've just cut them off. But for whatever reason, this man continues to come into my life saying how he misses me, how he loves me, he cares about me, he wants me in his life. But he doesn't do anything to show me this. It's like, why are you saying all this and then you're not doing anything to prove to me that this is actually how you feel? He will say all this shit and then literally not make too much of an effort to come and see me. Or if he do, he'll make a little effort. But, like, I'm not about to drop everything for you. I'm not about to drop everything in my life because you say you want to come see me. Okay, you want to come see me. That's fine. But it's like, they don't even make an effort. Like, why, instead of you just saying, oh, I want to come see you, why not be like, oh, let me take you out. Let me do something special for you to show that I really want you in my life, that I really want you to be a part of my life because I really care about you and I love you. Why not do that? Instead, they want to come with all this bullshit, with all these words that don't mean nothing to me at this point, and tell me all this and literally not put in an effort to follow up with those words and to prove to me that those words actually mean something. So it's just like, so basically I had a moment of weakness. The last few days have been really slow in my life because I don't start working until the beginning of September, and I've really haven't been doing anything. I've been kind of just in my apartment a lot, bored, and just not on too much of nothing. And yeah, sometimes I do kind of get lonely and I do just want somebody familiar around to just kick it with and spend some time with me because I'm bored. So recently, that's pretty much what happened. I was bored and I wanted just a little company. I knew his company didn't mean anything, but at the same time, it's just like I just wanted him around. So I wanted him to come see me one night. He said he was gonna do it. Then he ended up going out with his brother. It's like, you was just saying all this stuff about how you miss me so much and how you care about me. But then when I actually allow you to come see me, you going out with your brother? It's just like stupid shit like that. Like, what fucking sense does that make? Like, why? How do you miss me that much and all that shit? But now all of a sudden you got to drop everything to go out with your brother. No, I just don't fucking get it. Okay, sir, that's fine. Bye. Leave me the fuck alone. And that's basically what I did. I blocked his ass that same, the next day. And that was that. It's like, what the fuck do you mean you have to go out with your brother? Like, how are you telling me you miss me so much and you want to be with me, and now all of a sudden you dishing me for the next fucking thing that comes available? Like, that's so fucking important that now you have to do that and fuck me. Just, okay, bye, sir. You're blocked. Bye. Just leave me the fuck alone. Then the next thing that happens is with another guy that I've known for about 6 years now. We have so much history. He was like my first love, not my first person that I had sex with, but he was definitely the first for a lot of things. And at one point in time, I was just crazy over this man, but it's not that way anymore. Definitely not that way. I know him all too well, and I can't even be upset by anything that he does because I know what to expect from him. So once you know you don't set your expectations very high for someone, it's impossible for them to disappoint you because you already know that you cannot set high expectations for this person. So basically, that's how it was with me and him. Like I said, I've been bored. I haven't really been doing anything. I've been in the house a lot. So I told him, yeah, he can come by one day after work and we can just chill and kick it and just talk. You know, that's all I really wanted to do, was just chill and kick it, have some human contact, do something, because I haven't really been doing anything. So he comes over and... no, he doesn't come over. So we're texting and talking, like we on FaceTime each other the whole time he's at work. He FaceTimes me after work. He goes to the gym, which I know he always does. I'm thinking he gonna go to the gym, go home, take a shower, and then come to my place. Did I ever hear from him again that night? No, I ain't heard nothing from him that night. But he's another one. Oh, I miss you. I want to see you. Can I come over? Like, literally asking and begging me to come over for like a week straight. And then as soon as I decide, okay, yeah, cool, you can come over, he doesn't show up. It's just like, what the fuck was your purpose? And never did he ever even text me or say anything about, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it, or I'm tired, and you know, nothing. Just doesn't even say anything. It's just like, what the fuck? And that's the thing. These men, they do shit and they send you off and they don't even apologize for the shit. They don't even say, oh, my bad, or nothing. Or they have some dumbass excuse. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck raised you niggas? Who raised y'all to be this way? Like, it don't even make no fucking sense. Like, but like I said, it wasn't even more so about a hurt thing, because I know what to expect from these men. It's more so just like, why do you feel the need to come into my life telling me that you care about me, you miss me, you want to spend time with me, all this shit, only to turn around and do the same shit that you've always done, only to be a fucking send-off, only to just lie to me and tell me things that you think I want to hear, just to turn around and do the complete fucking opposite? What is your point? Like, I just don't get it. And I know it just doesn't happen to me, because my friends, everybody has pretty much had their stories like this with guys who, you know, promise to do something or tell them all these things only for them to go back and turn around and do stuff that has nothing to do with what they was just saying, that completely contradicts their words. You said you miss me, yet I give you the opportunity to see me and then you don't show up. Tell me, in what world do you live in that makes any kind of sense? And I've just been really staying to myself a lot when it comes to men and dating. I haven't really been talking to anyone new. So, and then now that I stay on my own, I don't really want to invite somebody over that I just started talking to or I'm just now getting to know to come into my personal space, because it's like, no, I'm a young woman. I stay by myself. I'm not just about to have any man over to my place. Not early on, at least. It has to be at least 2 or 3 months, and I can really actually get to know them well enough to realize, okay, this man ain't crazy. He not gonna kill me or put his hands on me. He ain't got no red flags. You know, you have to kind of feel a person out before you invite them into your personal space. So I haven't had anyone new that I've talked to come into my life, and I haven't really been feeling anyone on that level either to have them come into my space. And I'm not gonna lie, I was using these niggas for a booty call. Like, if I want sex, I just want you to come over and fuck me and leave. That's it, that's all. And that's what it was about. So it's like, I give you this opportunity and your dumb ass don't even take it. You literally fuck it up. Like, how dare you? And now your ass blocked again, and ain't no reason for you to contact me ever again. If you can't even be good for one fucking thing, like, the only thing I wanted your ass for was sex, and you can't even be good for that? Like, bruh, take your dumb ass on. Like, and I don't have a problem. Like, I can go get anybody, like I said, if I want to fuck them, I could have my pick of many men and they will be happy, but I'm not that type of person. I'd rather go back and fuck an ex or somebody that I know who I pretty much know how they are in bed. I'm already comfortable with them. I'm not about to just go fuck on no random niggas. That's just not me. I'm not that type. I fuck with one or two exes and call it a day because that's what I'm comfortable with doing. Even though them niggas don't deserve the pussy either, because they stupid and they fucking don't know how to do right. But, you know, a girl has needs, and whenever I wanted it, I, you know, those are the ones that I would call to pretty much come satisfy me, and then I'll be done with them again until maybe the next time. But it's just like, I just don't get it. What is your point in telling me all this shit about how much you miss me and care about me, only for you to not follow up with your actions? I really want to know. Like, I feel like, obviously, these men are lying. Like, if you really cared about me, if you really wanted me to be in your life, you would step up and do what you need to do as a man. Like, it's not that fucking hard. If you care about me, then you will do things to show me that you care about me. But instead, you want to sit up here and tell me all this shit only to go and do the opposite of what you said and not prove to me anything. I just don't understand the purpose behind any of this. What are you getting from it? What are you gaining from it to come into my life and tell me these things only for you to just kind of do the opposite of what you said you wanted? But that was just my little venting session. This is not a very long episode, but I just know it's something that a lot of us ladies deal with us being single and just dealing with men who are inconsistent, who don't do what they say they're going to do, and who kind of just want to come back into your life for no reason, only to just sit up there and waste your time and to lie about what it is that they want. Like, I know y'all feel me on this one because it just happened to so many women, but I'm just really, really, really dumbfounded by men and why they do the things that they do. Like, I don't want to make my podcast about, like, men hating and all that stuff, because I know some great men out there too, but I guess the ones that I tend to deal with are just dumb or stupid or just don't know how to act, or just, I don't know, are confused within their minds and they just do stupid stuff for no reason. It's just that I want to make something that I like, stuff that I'm going through and that's relatable to other women. So I know that is a lot of what a lot of women deal with, and I'm just really sick of it. But if you guys agree with me, or you understand, or you have a story that you want to tell, then definitely hit me up on my social media. My Twitter name is I'm too underscore jazzy j-a-z-z-y, and my Instagram is Jasmine j-a-s-m-y-n-e underscore Nicole, and my Snapchat is Loving Jasmine. That's L-O-V-I-N-G J-A-S-M-Y-N-E. Just hit me up on some of my social media. Like, if you're out here listening to this and you understand where I'm coming from and you totally get it, you've been through it, let me know your story. And follow me, I follow back. But thank you guys for listening, and please stay tuned for the next episode of Black Girl in the City. Bye.